come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with the twins has come back.
But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Take out that garbage.
Take out the garbage, Todd.
We're back. Welcome to Jazzo's World. International. I'm going to say it one more time. Jazzo's World International Radio Show on Dirty Basement. I'm your host, Jazzo, the Celebrity Media King. And the show is going to be like every other show. Bananas. I'm loving it. We are so blessed, so blessed, so blessed. Had a good weekend. The enemy tried to come in early in the weekend, but other than that, everything was blessed. God just kept on moving. Bang, 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 bang. So it was definitely a blessing. Had a lot of fun. Book bag drive. Block party with the family. Everything was real good. But before we go into all of that, gotta introduce our co-host, the Senior Vice P of Dallas World International, the goddess in the house.
You know it. I say hello, everyone.
People want to know, how was your weekend?
Oh, I had a beautiful weekend. I came down for the book bag drive, spend time with family, things like that, and then writing and sticking, you know, getting into the music and the creative a little bit more, writing a lot more than usual, just gearing up for the season coming. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was real good. Yesterday, I did a lot of cooking. After the book bag drive, I got with a couple of my high school friends, and she got social club and stuff like that too. But she in one, and she do shirts and stuff. So we was talking about some of the stuff we do for Jazz. This is Nowhere by Jazz, excuse me. And then I ran to met over my god sisters around the corner, and we're just getting everything prepped. I had so much chicken, like chicken, thighs, wings, and legs. And then
you go tantalize it beside.
There's just so much stuff.
All this chicken.
I was like, it was so much stuff. I was like, sheesh. And then I seasoned all the wings. It was like two big bowls. Big bowls, like salad bowls. Full of wing. I did jerk season, and then I make my own barbecue sauce. That's why everybody we want. And they're like, yo, did you make that sauce? I was like, yeah. It's like, yo, I don't know what's in it. He said that sauce. And my boy was like, yo, dog. He said, I'm an addict to this, dog. He said, I'm addicted. I was like, yo. They talk about Popeyes. You need to do your own chicken. That came into light, though, because I'm like, damn. This is like maybe the second, third event that I cooked at or whatever. And people was like, yo, I need that. Now this weekend coming, I'm supposed to be cooking at another event. So, it was cool. After we cooked, we hung out. We stayed on the block. You know, I chilled with a couple friends. I chilled with my friends before I came in. And then the day, I think I've been running all weekend.
That's because you don't sleep. I tell people this all the time.
Sure, I forgot. I don't even remember what I did. I was doing Friday. I was doing something Friday. getting ready for Saturday and Sunday. That's why you get probably hear it in my voice. Because last night I was a little hoarse.
Oh, you're
crazy. What'd you say?
I said, what, you were screaming?
Say it again. You gotta speak a little louder.
I said, what, you were screaming?
Streaming?
Yes.
No, just don't. I like laughing, joking, and stuff. Then I'm cooking.
It's good to have fun. Keep the show going. Me, myself, I wound up going through, like, a body cleanse. So I've been drinking, like, clove tea all day. It's really strong, but it's good for the body. Trying to get rid of that rasp in my voice and things like that.
So you say clove tea.
Mm-hmm. Raw cloves. Mm-hmm. And it cleanses the body out.
Yeah, I definitely gotta take that out.
Yeah, it's strong. I recommend it with honey. You can't take the good
you
and the clove by itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else put in it?
Nothing. I use 9.5 pH balance water when I drink this tea. I get it from a Food Lion. You pick it up from Food Lion, and you drink that. You put the cloves in it. Put you about 30 pieces of cloves in it, and you drink that like a tea. Helps the body. Helps the digestive tract and everything like that. So I've been drinking that. You know, because, you know, this is cold season, and just about everybody I went to see had either a cold or got over a cold or something like that. So I said, you know what, let me just protect my body from the season coming up.
That's good. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're just waiting for our guest, Ms. Natasha T. Rosa. She's an entrepreneur, also an artist. Artist I managed to work with, like, several years ago. And she's a movement shaker and do a lot of things. So, matter of fact, I'm talking about her. She just came on board.
Oh, nice.
So let's unplug her in so we can get the show on the road. We're going to keep the show short today because it is Labor Day. I mean, some people are with their families and things, but we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely.
What's up, Tasha? You welcome to Dazzle's World International. Not much. How are you?
I am good. I'm blessing yourself.
I'm groovy, blessed.
Ashe, hello, goddess.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. And yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking, queen.
Most definitely.
All right, Todd, since you're on the show, let everybody know what you do. Because you do so much stuff. Oh.
Yeah, I do a lot. So I'm still rapping. I'm still a music artist. I'm also an author of my two novels that I have out, Friends, Lovers, and Enemies, Volume 1 and 2. It's going to be a four-book series or whatever. I'm also working on a script as far as having my own internet series about the book and my own clothing line and stuff like that.
So the books. Tell us a little bit more about the books.
Well, Friends, Lovers, and Enemies basically is an old play from when I was in high school in drama class. It was about, like, real-life urban scenarios that could possibly happen, along with some of the stuff that I went, you know, through in life and added, you know, some of my experience in there as well. But it's basically about two best friends you know, one friend backstabbed the other, was messing around with her fiance, and it's like a lot of twists and turns to the book. So, like, if I was to just explain one part, it's not really explaining the book because I put so many different characters in here and different scenarios. Like, you know, like certain things that people go through in their real love life, like betrayal and stuff like that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And
yeah.
What inspired this book?
Actually, I've been writing for so long. When I actually wrote the book, it was just, well, wrote the play, it was just like me just thinking out the box. I read a lot of books. Like, Zane is, like, one of my favorite writers, Sister Soulja, Ira Jerome Dickinson. A lot of them I had looked up to while I was reading because that was, like, around my era when books was out. So I kind of really got inspired from, like, them. And I was just, like, reading certain books and coming up with my own situation, not seeing that I was more advanced at that age, at 16, you know. So when it came up to the point now, my umbrella was, like, basically, like, do you write your own riffs? And I'm like, yeah, I write everything. And I wrote a couple books and plays throughout my year, too. So he was like, well, you know, we'll take your play and get a book. So that's how it came out now. The show versatility, not that I'm just a rapper, but I'm also a writer.
That's beautiful.
Hey.
I don't know, do you have any more questions?
Say it again.
I said you got 15 jobs.
Yeah. I really do, though. And not for nothing, I was helping my girlfriend out on her online magazine. I was sending a lot of people over to her. So I'm also here to support other artists or people that are serious about their career. I don't mind giving free promotion because we all supposed to help each other rise up. So.
Yeah, because that's definitely what we do.
Yes. Most definitely, because you're always helping me rise up. You're always sending a lot of things towards my way, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for when I first started out as well. You was behind me a hell of a lot, so I'm thankful about that.
It ain't me. It's just God. I can't take no credit for it, but you definitely welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a blessing, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also a blessing that y'all giving me this interview as well. I thank you both because it means a lot for me. It means a lot towards my brand, and it helps me branch out more.
Like Jess said, it ain't me, it ain't him, it's God.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm always giving praise to some.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what we posted. That's what we supposed to do. So that was the whole aspect of even doing the show, and more or less with the show itself, it's more talk radio. The concept, I came with the concept, was more or less like Martin. If anybody watched the Martin show and he had the radio show, it was more talk radio instead of playing the music. Like now, we see music is for a break or whatever. But other than that, an artist might be on, whatever the case may be, but it's mainly for us to talk so people can come and understand, like, okay, this and that. And then I can't say this, are we the best in Philly? Because we're not. We the best in international world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely.
That's like, I have so many different listeners, like Austria, Sweden, Italy,
nice.
German, like German, Russia, like, last week we had somebody from Italy, you know what I mean? Shout out to, this doing big things, Jasmine in Italy, she's doing curvy models, so shout out to her.
Okay.
And you know, I always gotta shout out these two. I gotta with that Lion Pool Gym in Zurich, Switzerland, and our brand ambassador, Mr. Jason Sharp in Trinidad. So thank you guys a million. We just staying focused, man. And it's like you said, it is a blessing because we just have other countries just like, yo, keep up the good work. That was a good show. XYZ, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo. God,
such a congratulations.
Thanks. Well, now, hey, congratulations to you, because you on here and
exactly.
Somebody is listening to you.
Oh, I'm actually glad they can check out my YouTube as well.
Well, go and give me YouTube information, so I don't know.
Well, my YouTube channel is Natasha T. Rose with a Z, so it will be Natasha space T-E and space R-O-Z-E, and that's Rose.
YouTubeBomb.com, babe, with your
bag. Oh, thank you. That's so funny. Thank you. I try to just stay humble with this, you know. I don't want to be too, you know, extra with it. Stay humble, get praises, and just do what I got to do. And just, you know, try to apply the principles to my life to change up for the better, not for the worse.
Yeah, I'm humble. I'm looking too.
That's the best way to be.
I'm like, I am powerful beyond measure. I am thebomb.com. I know. Oh, man, I can't help myself. Oh, we got a lot of love here. I'm just checking social media aspect. What's this? Philly in One, Kitchen and Cooking, Catering and Food Preparer. What's her name? Shirley. Shout out to her. She is doing some big things. Who else? GSF. Oh, all right. It had an abbreviation, but now I see it. Global Star Journey. They're video creators.
Nice.
And they're based in Atlanta and Dubai. Shout out, guys. Thank y'all so much. Let me see, I'm going down, so you gotta excuse me. David Summers, politician, running for West Galvin supervisor.
Ooh.
So he's in a whole country. Oh, okay, but West Galvin, Pennsylvania. I'm like, what the hell? I never heard of that. But he, supervisor. I don't know. I never heard of that. Maybe it's a small little town. But shout out to you anyway, and I hope you win, and you can be on the show when you do.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got another artist. I am Trini. Shout out to her. She's a singer and an MC.
Nice.
Out of Philly.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Hold on. I am Focus. Shout out to you, Focus, and I got your message about working with me as far as me being your manager. We will talk this week, all right? God willing, tomorrow we'll definitely talk. All right, CEO Black. Shout out to this brother. Yo, man, this is so crazy. We got a lot of love here.
Yes, I'm happy for that.
He's the president of Lots. He's also executive of he has own apparel. And bro, doing a lot of stuff. He's doing a lot of community things too. They did a back to school jobs. So check him out. The CEO Black JM. All right, CEO Black JM. Or you can go to John Black C. Okay. So, oh man, I go back because there's too many now. Shoot, there's a lot of people here. J.G fan page. Shout out to him too. West Indian and West Indian flavor. Oh man, I'm loving it. But if y'all guys are just tuning in, we got Natasha T. Rose and got T. Authors, yeah, hip hop artists, clothing line, brand ambassador, entrepreneur, cousins. Go get it.
Doing a little bit of everything.
bet. But we're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to finish talking to Natasha. But before we take a break, if you're listening to this show, y'all know what we're going to do. God is, you already know what you got to do. That's a blessing,
Absolutely. Absolutely. This one is called The Power of Soul. The spiritual, immortal part of the man, beast, interpretation of life, expression, energies that is felt, that must be felt in either loving, tender kisses, or heard by the ears in music or words. My components make up the summoning of bodily parts. Gods are etched in beings and forms of personality. Egyptians call it Ka, the sculpted from clay, the friend that is invisible when the child's energy sees. A piece of the great spirit that is sacred, soul of the God's conception of the universe, spiritual and energy. Soul is what has the payment to enter the presence of God, offering it to be the last of having, catastrophic to the ending, eternal if bargained away. It is the body's driving force, a gift worth protecting. By the stars, one soul is calling in at night, either in love or war. Death is the promise, but soul is what waits for the judgment. Left behind energy, mistaken for ghost, the entry point of the realms, and in between the gods and men, and the very essence of life in the form of the intent. Soul is what pours from the cerebral to the pen, and then to the page, onto the screen, and listening through the sounds of music. So let me feed the never-quenched beast within one psalm and verse and pages of sonnets of love and sacrifice and free will. So that what is it profit a man to gain the world if the soul be bargained away? This is the power of the soul. I say.
Go ahead. God, it's blessing us. Right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and Dodge, Goddess, and myself. Today is really going to be a short show. We ain't gonna do 2 hours. We're going to do an hour, let people go back to their family because it is Labor Day. And blessings to everybody that's out there working harder and doing hard work because labor is not easy. So keep our heads up, Special Forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, firemen, police department, teachers, everybody that's out there trying to do something positive. Just thank you guys and keep up that good work. But right now we're going to go to the First Lady of Dallas World International, and her new song is Leave Me Alone with Ghetto Reefs. Right here on Jazzers with a National Dirty Basement, man.
Go on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Go on, boy. Go on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Know that it's too late. You're trying to play me. I moved on. His name is David. Why? You've been posting her up lately, dragging my name to your friends, that's shady. They tell me they wanna date me, put you in my box, that's crazy. And you still calling me baby. Shit is sick, you washed and basic. I'm so good, rather go fuck chasing. Keep it pushing, I'm not chasing. Baby boy, time's up, stop waiting. Ping, telling people you don't want me back. You know that that's not fact. Wanna talk to my friends, that's cool. That's not my business, boo. You lost this bedtime too. Thinking I'ma get back with you. You so dumb, you the fool. Oh, whoa. Go on, boy. Why you always call me on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Why you always on my phone, boy? Go on, boy.
To be on a runway. When we fucking, you be buzzing like gunplay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, look Sunday. Girl, on my mind every day. Work every dime on the line when I say. Pussy delicious, put that on the plate. Bangin' looking good, rub that in my face. Ay. Don't really handcuff or arrest none. Dick him down, I be going when the sex done. Clothes on, then I'm going to the next one. But stuck around, hunt you down, you the best one. I sold you from lanes like burglary. I cut them holes off surgery. I'm burning up like a third degree. I killed the pussy, but it burned me.
Why you always call me on my phone?
At Jazz's World International and Dirty Basement Radio. That was Reds. Leave Me Alone with Ghetto Reese. Oh, man. I'm just loving all the progress we're doing over here. God is definitely blessing us. And we're back with Miss Natasha D. Rose. What's going down? Oh, it's something I'm gonna back, and it was on top of my head. I gotta get it back. One thing I do want to say, Goddess, did you have anything to ask, Natasha?
For all the young artists that are coming up and everything, what advice would you give them as far as they want to write their first book, they want to write their play? They want the world to hear their voice in the form of verse and plays and movement and cerebral travel that way. What advice would you give them to follow in your footsteps?
Basically, just believe in yourself. You can get advice from other people, but basically do what you feel at heart, because other people is going to tell you what you can't do because they don't see it. You see your own vision. So whatever you see for yourself, just, you know, you take advice and you try to apply it and you do what's best for yourself. It's a hard road. You're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. You're going to lose a lot of people that you think will really be there for you, but you have to overcome that and you just have to put faith in God and just deliver the message that you're created to do. That's my advice, because that's what I'm doing.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Say it again.
I was asking you if you had anything to add.
She got real professional on us too.
Yeah. I had to switch up a little bit.
Yeah, it's all in Natasha and Steve. Hey, okay, player.
You know, it's just brains behind this beauty, baby.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
I was like, okay, there you go. What a thing. All right. Now, as far as everything else, we missing one thing, the clothing line. Now, talk about that.
My clothing line is going to be called Rosé Sassy Distractions. It's basically going to be unisex for everybody, even kids' clothes and stuff like that. I already started my store, but I'm working on putting everything out there because it's like a slow process, one day at a time for me. So basically, I'm gonna have some tights with my logo on there. I'm gonna bling it out. I love diamonds and glitter stuff like that. And I design clothes myself. I also make some of my stuff for my music videos. So I'm gonna get it printed out through a company, but I'm also gonna put my little spin and touches on it as well. So it'll be pocketbooks, it'll be tights, it'll be shoes, it'll be baby bibs, it'll be covers, clocks, cups, socks, phone cases, like almost like everything, because the company kind of like, you know, really like supporting me with it. So I'm just putting my logo on there, and I'm going to bling it out, and I'm going to put it out here. I'll have that app up there as soon as possible.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds decent. That's a lot of stuff.
It is.
We got a clothing company or two, as far as I'm told. We got us. I'm like, I'm no clue. I ain't doing. That's a lot. But we got wine. Wine, that's enough for me right now. Girl, you just like clocks.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my hands in everything a little bit. And I'm also working on my book signing, so that'll be coming up too. You know, like, I don't move fast like everybody else because I'm my own person. I'm independent. I pay for my own stuff. My domain is also out there on Google. They can Google my name, Natasha T. Rose, all together. I also have a website up. I'm about to drop a calendar with my pictures on there as well. I'll be dropping my third book. It's called Friends, Lovers, and Enemies, The Fallen Angels. And like I said, I'll be dropping the script. I'm getting that copyrighted now, so we'll be doing a casting call for that as well. I'll be looking out for certain people that want to audition and, you know, try to get their name out there. I'm all about supporting everybody, especially black businesses. So they want to link with me, get at me at Instagram, The Real Natasha T. Rose, which is DA_Natasha_TE_Rose, ROZE.
I know that's right. I got all kinds of stuff. I got 15 jewels.
I'm trying to kill it all over the board. I mean, it's called eat all over the board. Don't just be stuck in one thing, because that's a lot of artists' problems as well. Like, they kind of get stuck in trying to be an artist. You know, like, if that don't work for you, what you going to fall back on? Me, I'm trying to fall back on anything is possible, even still working a 9-to-5 while I'm doing my career. Because you never know how life work out.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I know what other advice you said. Put it down. I'm loving all this positivity, you know. And you definitely have to keep moving. Don't let nobody tear you from doing it. That's a blessing, blessing, blessing.
Thank you.
What else? Well, there's something else I wanted to ask you. For all the things you have for the books, the new book coming out, the clothing line. When is your next single coming out?
Soon, because you know what? I have been working on it as well. My next single coming out is, I'm not even going to say the name because I don't want nobody taking my ideas for real. I'm, like, really protective over a lot of my ideas that I really want to bring out sometimes because people are savages. But I do have a new track that's coming out. I will be having my girlfriend's daughter doing, like, a little intro for me or whatever because how it started out, I need, like, a girl voice. I'm also trying to get comedians on it as well. So I've been branching out with a lot of people. And I'm getting in the studio soon. I was just trying to knock certain things down before I really start getting back to the music because I was on hold because I'm producing so much as far as the book. Because, like I said, it's going to be a four-part. So it's not going to, the book's not going to be done until it gets to the fourth book. Then after that, I'll probably write, you know, other books about other stuff. But this book right here is just four-part series. And then it's going to have its own series. Hopefully, I'm working on doing a movie. So I'm kind of, like, working. I can't really say when I'm going to drop my single, although I talk to my producer, but it's coming real soon.
That's a blessing.
All right. You just got to go... You got it going on, sister.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
No, you making it happen. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to stay focused on things.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy at all. Even with myself, like making certain aspects and things of that nature to do this, to that. And you're like, sometimes it's draining. Like this weekend, I was all over the place. But then when I look at it, I'm like, a lot of people got help. A lot of good things came from it. A lot of doors got open as far as business-wise, personal. Mm-hmm. I can't even say friends, I say business associates and things of that nature. So that was definitely excellent. And stay focused, y'all. Y'all can do it. You can do it.
You really can. It's easy. It's just about defeating your own ego and your own criticism because you like your own first critic first. So. Once you get past that point, it's just smooth selling. Like, and you know, people just be scared to branch out there. You got to be a bold person to even want to come out to the limelight because people is harsh. They said, like, a lot of mean stuff to me over the years. I've been through a lot. So if you can get past that, you can get past anything in life. That's just keys right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you didn't get to choose. I don't know where that call came from, but it was like, wow. But that is so true. And it'd be the cats that'd be right around, too.
Yep.
You thinking one thing and they hitting the agenda, got something else. I'm like, yo, man, this is crazy. I
you definitely got to be careful in this industry kind of rough.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's you. It's worse than in the streets.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Because this one, it's like, see, in the streets, you know, all right, you pretty much have a perspective of what the situation is. Here,
right.
They come on all aspects. You think of one thing, and it's a whole nother. Or they're trying to utilize you to get close to someone else, something, or a connect. You know what I mean? It'd be like they utilize a plug, a connect, a brand ambassador. They do whatever, and you'd be thinking one thing, not knowing that you're actually helping them to get to a level of success, but they not doing the same for you.
Right.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. I done worked with a lot of different people, things of that nature. I mean, they love what I did because I'm good at it, and has messed with me, period. But then as I look at it now, and even my doctor said something to me. He's like, Jazz, like, all right, you're like a local celebrity. People know you all over. Like, people don't even know you when you come in here. Like, the nurse is like, yeah, that's the border right there and stuff. And he said something. He said, you need to, you're having hypertension, stress, and depression and things like that. You need to start cutting people off. You got to cut them off.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Are these people around you, are they around you because they love you or they love mm-hmm. what you can do
for them, right?
Exactly.
That's stuff that you really got to take serious as far as, like, when you're doing stuff like this. You definitely is a big name. I done ran into a couple of people that knew you as well, so I know you out here mm-hmm. doing your thing. I always knew, so, you know, I'm not worried about that. But you definitely have
Absolutely.
To really be careful in this industry. A lot of people are like snakes, and they're after that. But what people don't understand is
mm-hmm.
when I help people, I do that from the heart. So you're not, when you're trying to get over on a person that's helping you naturally and being genuine, you're actually playing yourself. And I don't think a lot
exactly.
of people understand that. You only playing you, because then you're missing out on other great opportunities. You took the opportunity and ran with it when it could have been multiple. You get what I'm saying? So some
mm-hmm.
people need to think about
mm-hmm.
that. I don't run with opportunities. I try to give big blessings as much as I can, you know, because you never know when you're going to need that person. And people get so, like, you know, on their ego that they think
mm-hmm.
that they'll never need people. But one day, you will. Everybody know that.
Exactly. And that's the building blocks of success, knowing people,
yes.
being able to call on someone, making
yes.
not necessarily friends in this industry, but associates in this industry, and
mm-hmm.
it's everything. The way you are behind the scenes, out front, all of that is taken into account, and people don't think about that when it comes to business nowadays.
No.
Everything fast, and that's not how it works. Loyalty, even in the business world, is a very, very important thing, and a lot of people don't get that.
Yes. It'll get you a long way. You wouldn't believe it. Like, you really wouldn't believe it. So that was dope. I actually
mm-hmm.
like that you said that, because success ain't about just being successful, being famous, and wealth. It's about loyalty and who you can call on. I like that. That was nice.
Thank you. Actually,
you're
Jazz
welcome.
Teaches me that. You know, Jazz teaches me that. I've known him for 20 years. So when you see how he moves in business and the way he helps people, you can't do anything but respect it. You can say
That's
what you
right.
want, but the proof is there.
That's
know?
Right.
And like he says, Google him, you know, if you doubt it. But at the end of the day, he not only built himself up that way, but he branches out to help others as well and pulls them along and say, hey, listen, I see something new that's going to be great. Why don't you, you know, take this route? And invite
That's
you
right.
to get to the bank and cash it. Well,
but you know, that's
true.
How you're supposed to be, though. You can't be a crab in a barrel. And that's what I be trying to tell people.
Absolutely.
You know, because crabs pull each other down. They don't let nobody get out. You got to get out and go back and help pull the next person out. And that's what you're supposed to
mm-hmm.
do. It keeps longevity in your career. It keeps longevity in your name. Like, you don't want to just
yeah.
leave this earth and you're not known for nothing positive, you know, or negative. That's a bad thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You ain't never lied. Like, woo, it's crazy. Open
yeah.
up the doors, other people.
Yes.
Self-preservation.
Really?
Self-preservation. Well, it's very good to have self-preservation within oneself, but self-preservation for, like, a culture,
right.
be it Black, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, or Indian, like, or just the melting pot of all cultures. Like, what you put into the atmosphere is what you want to definitely get back. So
That's
positive
right.
reinforcement with energy that bring on a positive change. And that's
yeah.
the self, that's when the rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna take a break from what we're talking about, since we're talking about what we're talking about. And all these people out there, I'm a dead. We're going to dedicate it to all the go-getters. And then all our fans and family that listen to Jazzo's World, but also to even our haters, because y'all are our supervisors, motivators, and y'all help us get better. So keep on
yes.
eating. Do
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I was holding my leg and the whole time, like, right.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Absolutely.
Jealousy is a blessing sometimes because you keep people relevant when you're jealous. So.
Exactly. It comes in many forms, honey.
Yes.
I'm over here like, oh, Lord. I'm laughing. But we're going to take this break, and we're going to come right back to Jazz World International. And we're getting to the bottom of the show. And the next week, we'll come back, and we're definitely going to bring Natasha back. But right now, we're going to take this break, and we come back. We're going to talk a little and then give you all our information, context, and different events and things that's coming up within the near future. All right? Right now, we're going to listen to KRS-One, Step Into My World.
All of the massive!
Yeah.
Avicura is one step into my world. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. All of our haters, thank y'all guys so much. Y'all are our motivators and inspirators too. Just make us want to be better. And so thank y'all very much. We not hate this because we dedicate that song just to you guys. Oh, man. So thank y'all so much. Well, right now, we get to the end of the show. I said we're going to do a short show today. We definitely going to bring Tasha back probably next week where we have I Am Trini. And then, Tasha, we can hear some of this music that you got, you know?
Yes.
And definitely go check out all the artists that's down with Jazz's World International, as far as Tasha, Jane Chainsaw, Red, Goddess Lake, Hood Star, Real Vocals. I mean, Lil KGZ. Even those that's not under our management, but still within our fam, just definitely check them out. Also, please go check out Sweet Venom. Sweet Venom. You got to check that out. We're one of the brand ambassadors of it, as well as Afro. Go check it out. I mean, American from Royal Origin. And that's Mr. Shabadoo, a.k.a. Ozone, from the movie Breaking. So... And we're looking to bring him to Philly. He had a book coming out as well called The King of Crenshaw. So we probably bring him back to the show before he comes to Philly. But we're gonna have some fun. We got a couple other surprises I can't get into yet. But right now, don't forget tomorrow, right here on Dirty Basement, the Dirty Basement show. DJ Sincere, Mr. Roll, and Red Lady Jones. All right. Miss Natasha, tell people how they can get in contact with you.
They can get in contact with me on my Instagram. I'm always playing the Instagram. Also, my Facebook is all the same, Natasha T. Rolls. And like I said, my Instagram is real_Natasha_TE_ROZE. And you can go slide in my DM. You need some promotion. You want to collaborate. It's whatever.
Ms. Goddess.
Absolutely. You want to follow me? Go on @LadyE25, the L and the E are capital, on Twitter. Goddess_Legba on Instagram, or goddessjazzlesworldinternational@gmail.com. It's posted on my Instagram for you to submit music or come together for the meeting of minds. And also, if you wanted Jazzle to take a look at some of your art or poetry or music, because we just don't take artists, we take all forms of art. That's the way you can get in contact with me. Once again, I do not do business on Facebook. As you well know, but I have to say it. But if you send it to my DM on Instagram, I will check you out.
There you go. There you go. Oh, gosh. Thank y'all. I want y'all to have a blessed week. Stay focused. Don't let nobody deter you from what you're doing. I'm going to give you something just for you guys to think about. The word knowledge. And it's a crazy, very simplistic concept. Knowledge is to look, learn, observe the animated existence of reality. Animation meaning to move. Exist meaning to live or be, and reality is what is real to you. And that's where you keep that. And that's when the wisdom comes in. That's whiz, look at that word, wisdom. Use your head. That's the manifestation and transformation of all person, places, and things. That's when you know what a certain thing is. And that's when the understanding comes. A clear picture, a clear perception of things that must come. It's very, very simple, guys. Y'all can do it. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Everything come in threes. Everything. Food, clothing, shelter, man, woman, child, sun, moon, and stars. Do I need to go on? Nah. Y'all have a blessed day. And bring up other people. When you put positive out, you'll get positive reinforcement. All right? Be a part of our movement is to educate, make results, and change lives. When you educate, when they make better results, they change their lives and the lives of the people around them. So y'all holler at me. And then, like I say every week, Google me, man, because I'm everywhere.
Thank you so much, God, for calling in.
Yes, thank you guys for this opportunity. I'm always available to support y'all. James will know I got his back. And now that I met you, Ms. Goddess, I got yours too. And let's make a movement happen.
True indeed. So to next week, don't forget tomorrow, right here, Dirty Basement, the Dirty Basement Show with DJ Sincere, once again, Mr. Raw, and Red Lady Jones. All right, next week, I got blocked real quick. Miss I Am Trinity, and also we'll have Natasha back as well as a couple other guests I'm going to keep under a rug. Because one of them might be bigger than I even expected. I just got a little energy as I've been on here. But y'all have a blessed week once again, and we'll talk to y'all next week.